located in Smithers, British Columbia. With Husbands from their album Getting Killed, album I totally missed last year, but I would say if I had heard it on time, probably would have been in my albums of the year because it rules. That is Getting Killed by Geese. We talked the whole first hour about what happened in Minneapolis, and all I can really kind of come away from it is we are watching fascist state violence happen. So what happens now is going to be up to us. And you can say that doesn't apply to us because we're in Canada. We're looking at the same problems here. They're just maybe a little farther ahead in the US than we are, but we are not better. And I want that to be very, very clear. In no way is Canada doing better the U.S. is just showing it more. I have said before, Canada is just as bad. We have better PR. That's it. So, one thing I want to touch on very briefly, and it's something that if you follow me on social media, you will know. I was super disappointed recently to see the Smithers Art Gallery use AI to promote the art gallery. They haven't posted an AI image since, it looks like, but there were three recent posts by them that were AI generated. And I just found that to be really disappointing. And, you know, I understand AI is becoming pretty ubiquitous and people are using it, but to see a place that is supposed to stand for art and creation and that kind of space stoop to it was really disappointing. I know that I'm not the only one who feels that way, but I am going to say it here and encourage them to not only cease using it, but to remove them. The ethical and environmental impacts of AI are fully disqualifying. They do not possess value. They only do harm. And even if you're thinking, I just generate one or two when everybody's doing it, you're contributing to the harm. So let's do better and try not to, let's not steal from artists and let's not destroy the environment. Because it does both. And I don't know that people always know that or want to think about that. And so many tools now have AI baked right into them. It doesn't mean you have to use them. Yeah, you can generate art on Canva and you can generate art on Instagram, but you shouldn't. And we've seen even with what's happening on Twitter with Grok generating child sexual abuse content. If you haven't heard about that, that is something that has happened on Twitter. Users have been able to use AI to generate child pornography, essentially. And also to have photos of real people, often women, modified to remove clothing and objectify and harass them. The AI has been totally fine using that. And the response has been pretty piss weak, as it usually is. But look, AI art is not art. If you generate AI and call it art, you are not an artist. You are a scam. You're a scammer and you're a hack. And you should be embarrassed. And honestly, I'm still really disappointed in the Smithers Art Gallery for this. You know, I understand that a nonprofit doesn't necessarily have the money to hire a social media person or something like that, but there are so many resources out there just to get stock photos for completely free. Presumably an art gallery has a catalog of images at their disposal that they could use. So I'm not here to cancel the art gallery necessarily. I'm here to urge them to do better and maybe to address it, right? There's been no new AI images, but the ones that were there, at least at the time of recording, are still there. And there's been no response at all about it. So I think we don't let these things lie because we shouldn't minimize the use. And this is not just the art gallery issue, Smithers. And I mean, I'm sure wherever you are, you're seeing it from your local businesses too. But I've seen it around. And if you think we can't tell, everyone can tell and nobody likes it. And what, you know, you're saving yourself, what, 10 minutes Because that's the other thing, is the stuff that it's being used for is pretty unimportant, which is almost worse. You know, it's one thing, you know, you make a poster of it and that's not insignificant, but it's like, you know, in the case of the art gallery, it was, you know, we're closed posts. You don't need AI for that. You don't need AI for anything. And if you feel like you can't engage with someone to be creating these pieces for you, then you need to rethink what you're doing and rethink what level of involvement and what level of care you actually have for your community and your art community. Art communities are small in big places. And so if we're not fostering the one that we have here, you're going to lose it. So don't use AI. Do better. Take it down. Do better. Everybody do better. All right, we've got one coming up here from Health, and then we will be back. So let's get to it. That was Health with Burn the Candles. You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Last segment there, we talked briefly about AI and the ongoing problems with AI art, including some very disappointing use by the Smithers Art Gallery. All I am saying is you don't need to use it, so stop using it. It is unethical and environmentally damaging. So there you go. Those are the two reasons. It's really straightforward. I want to mention, this is the first episode of the year, and it seems unreasonable that I not mention, Syrup Moose Records is back. So for folks who don't know, Syrup Moose Radio kind of spawned from Syrup Moose Records. And we took a break for 2025, and we're back in 2026. And I'm very excited to be back, if not a little bit nervous. We have our first release coming out at the end of January. It is called Phases by an ambient sort of drone artist named Twilight Phenomenon. I'm going to play one of their songs here in a sec and share that with you. It's a very cool record, and I think you should do yourself a favor and pre-order it. You can get it on Bandcamp or at on Ampwall. Go to themarsh.ca. You'll see the cover for it right there on the front page, and click on it, and it'll show you where you can pre-order it. It's $5, and it's good as hell. So we're going to play a little Twilight Phenomenon here right now, and then we'll come back and see where we're at. This is coming out January 30th, and on Syrup Moose Records, a home-based record label from Hazleton. Enjoy.